up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome, everybody, to another special episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. We talk movies, TV, and have some fun along the way. It's been a couple weeks. I've been out parading there in Spain, a few cities, in Barcelona, as Mike brought up earlier, Madrid, Sevilla, had a great time. But in the Mortal Words of Dorothy, there's no place like home, and it's good to be back home, and of course, back here. Sitting behind the computer along with my two co-hosts here, ready to get into it. A lot of stuff to go over. We'll jump on it right away, but let me first introduce, of course, my co-hosts here. The first starting with our technical producer, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now.
And of course, we also have, live from Houston, Jon Snow's biggest fan, Chewy.
Greetings and salutations, ladies.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks, man. There's a lot of stuff to dive in here.
It's been like 6 months. Jesus,
it has felt like it's been a while here. And, exactly. You know, and I want to start off with what the fuzz. We got some kind of interesting topics to go through. But I want to stay positive. You know, my birthday was a few days ago, Valentine's Day, the time of love, all that good stuff. So I'm going to start on a positive note. And then we'll get into the crap, because there's plenty of crap to talk about.
You don't look a day past 50, dude. Congratulations.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Dude. That's all I want to do. Once I start looking 50, I might as well be the man beast.
You make the man beast look young.
Hey. But let's get it. I want to get into the good side. I know we talked about it earlier. The plan was to have a spoilerific discussion on Black Panther. But apparently the only person who hadn't seen it this weekend happens to be the man beast. Everyone else went to go see it, apparently. Everybody went to go see it. So we're going to a general discussion, all that, spoiler free, nothing specific, just our general thoughts about it. We'll do a spoiler effect next week on that, give everybody a chance for Mike and maybe the other one person who hadn't seen it to watch it.
And the other 1%.
And others to go see it twice and get a better understanding, whatever. We'll get into that next week. But we've got some topics and discussions that I had over, actually I saw it with a friend of mine. We happen to be African American, and we met up with another guy afterwards, and some interesting conversations about the significance, importance of the movie, or whatever the case is. And want to get into some of that, get some nice, good, heavy discussion, if you will, in regards to Black Panther. So let's dive right in here. First of all, I mean, wow, $202 million, I think was reported, up from $192 million, which the initial estimates as far as box office. The fourth, I think, highest grossing movie of all time. Opening weekend,
fifth.
So yeah. A monster, except for the man beast, went to go see this. A lot of hype behind it, obviously. And it's funny because this, you know, let's not be a dead horse here, but DC pay attention, because this movie more than doubled the Justice League weekend, who'd ever thought that, you know, they destroyed it. And as far as Marvel's just been on the roll, they've been tearing it up. And you know, last year, every movie hit, whether it be Guardians or Spider-Man Homecoming, which I liked, and Chewie had in your top 10 of all time.
Damn right.
You know, Thor, which is great and all that. But damn. And here they go again. Even more jacked with Infinity Wars. Can't wait for that. But let's get into it, man. I mean, I saw it yesterday, Chewie. I know you saw it as well. Mm-hmm. We'll start with you. Just keep it very general. We'll get to some minor specifics, but just general thought about the movie itself.
I mean, it lived up to the hype and then some. The story, the action, the villain, or if you want to call him a villain. Yeah. the characters, the acting, the look, the feel. I mean, it was just outstanding, man. I mean, it's like, put up my top 10 now. Can I revise my list?
let's calm down.
Down.
Okay. Relax. Keep the knee where it's at, dude. You got a little reflex. I get it. It was great. I loved the movie. I mean, Ryan Coogler, he's quickly rising up the ranks as far as one of the best young directors. Mm-hmm. He's 3 for 3, Fruitful Station, with, again, Michael B. Jordan, who's been in all his movies. Really
Michael A. Jordan, dude.
maybe at this point. we had, of course, Cree, which I loved a couple years back, mm-hmm. one of my favorites that year. And now this one, this guy, he nailed this movie big mm-hmm. time. Big time.
It had stakes.
It really did, man.
Feeling. It had surprises.
It did. I wish we get into it specifically. Yeah. We'll do it next week. But the look of the movie that the world created is fantastic. It looks great. It's beautiful for the colors and all that. The world, Wakanda, it looks amazing. You're right.
It was rich in culture. You know,
big time. Big
time. And something has been sorely lacking in a lot of movies. But you know, but it was just so refreshing to see something, you know, be relevant. Be culturally impactful, have a message, and still be a great, you know, sit down action, you know, Marvel or superhero type movie.
No, I totally agree. I completely agree. And again, you mentioned the villain, which I don't want to get knee jerk reaction, but this doesn't say a whole lot. I'm not saying he was the greatest thing ever since sliced bread, but I think he may be the best villain we had from Marvel yet.
Yeah, because it's shown that you don't have to be, you know, one-dimensional character or caricature and be all bad. You know, it can be layered, it can be multifaceted, multi-faced, and have depth to anti-hero, I guess.
Exactly. You know it's a lot of heroes. Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, I got a chance to see Thor Ragnarok again on the airplane just because I haven't seen it once. And then I see this one. What a because I mean, Hela, she was great, but it was one note. You know, she wanted to take over the world, take over Asgard, because that's whatever. And this villain had more behind that than just taking over Wakanda. It's not mm-hmm. a spoiler. There was more behind it, which we'll get into next week, and which after really was a huge payoff for that with him and how his arc ended up, and even Black Panther himself. You know, the arc that he goes through, some of the emotional turns that he takes, and things that happen regarding his family with the story. Spot on, all these side characters. Michonne was great.
Michonne, that's right.
Yeah. She played one of the King's Guards. She was fantastic. And even
Freeman was great.
That's one of the few negatives. A couple of things was that character, Martin Freeman, who was one of the CIA agents we saw in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say anything more than that. We'll get into it next week. And some of the CG was a little off. Some of the CG was off, which kind of disappointing.
I've heard that criticism too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge, not the end of the world. It's not a deal breaker by any stretch of the imagination, but this has got deep pockets. Come on, guys. Come on.
I wasn't Spider-Man 3 horrific, but.
No, it wasn't to that level, but there were some things that were a little bit of distraction. Because, I mean, I think it's just this over reliance on CG and whatever. We can talk to death about it, and we have in the past. But again, other than that, a couple of minor things, honestly, I don't know what to rank it, to be honest with you. It's hard. I still can think about it. But if you ask me right now, I'll say top 5 in Marvel. Maybe top 3 of Marvel. I mean, I got to go back and kind of look at it. But I see it again, obviously. But it's that good. It's Mike, you're going to like it. I don't only get your take on the villain stuff. I know you're big on that. And you've been one of the huge critics of that. But I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised about, you know, the choices that make with the characters in this one. So yeah, man, kudos to them, dude. You know, it was worth the hype. You're right; it was one of the ones that it was the first big release this year, mm-hmm. And it paid off. Is one thing we're all looking forward to, and so we'll dive deep next week. I can't wait to kind of dive in specifically because I don't want to spoil it for Mike and anybody else, the two people who haven't seen it yet. wait till they go out and watch
it. It was just released on Thursday.
I'm sure George even saw it. You know, George, comment on Facebook and let us know if you actually saw it this weekend.
Hold on, he's buzzing. He's buzzing right now. Hold on.
He's still on Game of Thrones season 1.
So, but I get, and this, I'm surprised about the. It's surprising, I guess, that it did that well. I mean, there was a lot of hype behind it. And this is the kind of discussion I got, because I talked to a couple of friends of mine, both African-American. I was like, because there's a lot of hype, and this was one we were, there were, I forgot her name, the actress who was in The Shape of Water. Oh, man, 12 Figures.
I know you're talking about. I can't remember her name. Yeah.
Something Spencer, whatever. Either way, her and someone else, they had like bought off theaters and given away tickets so that, you know, inner city kids can go out and watch this movie and all that, and the cultural significance, you know, behind his movie and all that. And it's funny, so I got into it with my friend's mind, and one was actually joining us today, but he couldn't make it the last second. I may invite him next week, see if he can or not. He's traveling, so I'm not sure. So, but I'll throw it this way. This whole thing with the cultural significance and having this, you know, the representation, we talked about diversity. We talked about this last week. Do you think this has been overblown?
In terms of my opinion?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I mean, because one guy's like, and he says, again, he's a black guy. He's like, dude, way overblown. You know, and the other guy was like, he thought it was overblown, but he thought there was some importance there. But you're right. I think personally, it's a little overblown. Is it just me, too? I mean, can we pump the brakes here?
Let's put this in historical context. What can you compare this to? Something that that's been celebrated in this fashion previously, I can't think of any.
Oh, you're talking about?
Are you kidding me, bro?
Or hold on, wait. In cinema?
Come on, man. Huh?
Yes, no, I'm talking about strictly cinema. Are you kidding me? I'm talking about in cinema.
Okay,
well, name it.
A little
name
movie it. Called The Colored Purple. Another little movie called, or I'm sorry,
wasn't
a TV
celebrated
series
as something
Roots.
Culturally,
really?
No, Roots was a TV series. It's not a
movie.
That's what I just said. A TV series.
12 Years a Slave. We had Hidden Figures last year, which is about black women.
No, but those aren't celebrating. Wait, 12 Years of Slaves does not celebrate the African culture. That was more of the slavery in this country, more than anything else. Yes, it was a great movie, great acting, but that's not. This isn't
cultural significance here, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a great movie.
And I'm kind of in the middle because I'm hearing my two friends, and I got two separate conversations at two different times, and I bring in these points because obviously they have a different perspective than we do. Even Mike, you know, me, I'm truly a minority, so we have different perspective, even from someone who's black, even from yourself. And I'm like, okay, so I get the whole pride thing. I get that. I really do. And I can see that significance and importance of seeing an all-black cast in a movie, which, let's face it, superhero movies are the flavor of the month, if you will. Those are the most popular movies. I take it back. We've seen it before. Not to this extent, and not in this era of new superhero movies. I get that, but again, it's just a movie. Let's not get excited here. I mean, I first of all, if you forget, we had Blade, right? We had Blade,
right?
Yeah, but I mean, when you think of Blade, what do you think of?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just from the point of view that we've seen a black led superhero movie, and we've seen it three times because there was three of those movies.
Well, and two of them were crap.
Blade two
is great. Blade one is very good.
Yeah, Blade three is terrible. But two out of the three came out in the era of the superhero. So we've seen it. It's not like you hear a lot. I'm not saying because people say, oh, the first time. No, slow it down. It's not the first time. And I just think it speaks to the era that we're in, saying is that people get excited because we're in the social media era and people can voice their opinions. If Blade had come out now, how would that have been received? And that was a pretty fairly successful movie where it warranted two sequels. So it's not like if Blade was a tiny little movie no one knew about. We've seen this before.
I'm like, even myself,
let's assume, because I'll say this, women, stop crying. You got Wonder Woman, you get Woman 2, you get in Captain Marvel. African-American Beauty, y'all stop crying. Y'all got Black Panther. Y'all had Falcon already. Y'all have Luke Cage. This is a predominantly heavy, culturally heavy show for African Americans, mind you. It takes place in Harlem, for Christ. We've had this. We see it all the time. They've had Blade. Me, where the hell is Latino representation? All we get is Michael Pena, a side issue in Ant-Man. That's all we get. But we're not crying about it. And if I see a movie where it's all Latino, I'm like, okay, I can see the pride thing, but I'm not going over. I think people are going over. I saw people come up with
African. See, this is where you're wrong, dude. You guys had Machete.
Oh, we have Machete. Oh, okay. I corrected.
Blood in, blood out.
But I saw people where, and with my friend, you know, he rolled his eyes. He's African American, so he saw black folks come in an African garb on, like, you know, like tribal. I'm like, oh, come on. And my friend was like, he's like,
here's
he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. He goes, okay, let's not go that far. First of all, he said, and he said, it wasn't me. It's a calling from a black person saying, first of all, they don't know what the hell is going on in Africa. Why even bother? Don't even compare what's going on here to a made-up African city in a Marvel movie that doesn't even exist.
Exactly.
And it's not like it's a true story about, you know, something that happened in Nigeria or something. It's not. And I get the pride thing. I get that. And it's important, and I like the diversity. But we have black-led movies all the time. And now, too, I'm not saying Told You a Slave is the same thing as that, but I'm saying we had these movies that would have a full black cast, or again, Hidden Figures, very recent. We got Denzel Washington making his movies a primarily black cast. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Not because a superhero movie.
I think you're discounting when you groups of people together and say, this is for this person, then you're screwing everybody. I mean, it's because, you know, everybody has different opinions.
No, of course. And I'm glad to see that we see Black Panther. It's a great movie. Everything off the table as a movie, it's great. Love
but,
it.
But let's get some truths here. Black Panther is a character invented by white guys, released
Jewish guys,
by a
you.
White movie house.
Period. Yeah, you're right. And I think people are taking it too far. I don't think it's as culturally significant as people are making it out to.
It's not culturally significant.
You know, we've had bigger things. I mean, we've had Obama, that was culturally significant.
Right.
More than anything else. And now people just forget about that. And I was like, oh, it's Black Panther? Oh, my God. Whoa, slow it down. We've had bigger moments than this. And I get it. There's a lot of racial tension, which has been there for God knows how long. And it won't get resolved. And it's not going to get resolved because we finally get a black person playing a superhero. It's not. I'm sorry.
Or a black person being president.
Yeah, obviously, that didn't help
for
either.
8 years.
You know, for 8 years, two terms. So, I, you know, not to say it's not important. I think it's, and I get the pride, and I understand that, and I'm for it 100%. I'm all for diversity, all for it. I'm glad to see that. Great, great. But let everyone slow down just a bit as far as how important, how big a movie this actually was in terms of the significant impact.
It's going to be a fun that. Movie, but
it's a
not
great
important.
Movie. It's a great, you're right, it's not, let's take that away, it's a movie. Let's start, we all start labeling or women-led heroes or black-led heroes or Latino or whatever. I don't think so either. I get the pride thing, women seeing that. I get that. And I get, you know, seeing, okay, and all black, I get it. Absolutely. And that's cool as hell, man. But like I said, I would love to see someone besides Michael Pena on screen too. You know what I mean? That'd be fantastic, you know, but we ain't getting it time soon. We just don't complain about it. And when it happens, if it ever happens, you
right,
know,
you're waiting for the vibe movie.
Yeah, maybe Hialeah gets so excited with pasta and pans when they see Brown Panther or some whoever it is comes out, or the Mexican superhero, whatever. Okay, big deal.
And mariachi.
You know, yeah, whatever. Mariachi's fantastic. Desperado, that's what I'm talking about. I did see it on the plane too, because, you know, a little oldie but goodie. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting. And even coming from, you know, perspective of black friends were like, yeah, they also thought it was overblown as well. Just kind of interesting take.
It's true.
Because you hear how much steam this has gotten over the last few weeks, which is, I think, why it led to such a huge opening. I had a big part of that. And that, for me, it does support the movies. You know, Tyler Perry's a good example. His movies make money on the first weekend. They all go out and watch it. And, you know, as bad as they are, and they like watching, they support it. I get that. And they should support it. They should. Absolutely. But yeah, so that's kind of what, and like I said, you know, once Mike sees it next week, and you know, Joe Schmo from middle of Kansas, who everyone knows, he wasn't able to go, due to folks go watch the movie, and we'll talk about it in spoilerific fashion, because it's definitely warrants some discussion, because it is socially relevant. There's a lot of good things that happen in this movie, and Chewie, you know what I'm talking about, that we can get into, which you know, direct related to some things going on now in our country, which is great. It's a good thing to have a movie like that that's socially relevant in a superhero movie, so which is refreshing. But let's move on from that. Going through a lot of interesting stuff here, man. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. Jesus. So, yeah, let's talk about this real quick, because since we're the topic of superheroes, and this is what the fudge, man. It is, this guy, what's this guy's name? Something, Dickie's his name. What's his, I forgot his last name. Either way, there was the report that they talked about Zack Snyder. And where it was finally, one of us confirmed, but it was now reported that he didn't leave the project because of his daughter's death, a tragic death, that he was actually fired before that even happened. Did you guys hear about this?
Yes, I did. I read it. I actually read about that.
I mean, this guy, this reporter who now has left the business. This is the guy who, like, you know, leaves the job and says, oh, before he leaves, oh, that guy stole money, and he takes off running, you know, snitching out. This is the equivalent. What is this guy doing? I mean, come on, dude. And I get why, you know, what's the point of releasing it and saying it? Hasn't Zack Snyder gone through enough? You know what I'm saying? The studio, it's assumed that they did fire him, and that's completely accurate. Is it a big deal that they cover it up? I mean, isn't it better to, you know, obviously help Snyder, but not, you know, saving face in some way that, you know, his wife just got, you know, his daughter died, and, oh, by the way, we're firing you, or we're going to announce it. You know, we don't, yeah, obviously, let's sleep in dog's lie here. Is this in poor taste? Am I only one here? Is this shitty by this guy, this ex-reporter? Yes. Who is a credible source? I mean, that's pretty shitty, man. And what's the point there? Right. What's he trying to do? And he tried to report it earlier.
He got director kind of credit on the movie, by the way.
He what?
He got director credit in the movie, by the way.
He did, yeah, even with the firing. And we know when the exact time when he was fired, but either way, there were reports, I guess, that were saying the movie wasn't watchable, I guess, and he got fired. And I get it. And I get why they didn't say anything, because, come on, really? I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. I mean, we're now, what, months after the movie release? You know, and he left the project, well, he was, quote-unquote, left the project back in March, if I'm not mistaken, I think. So it's been almost a year, and now this guy wants to, like, leave him because he's leaving. He's like, well, all right, I'm out of here. Oh, by the way, he got fired. Okay, I'm gone. You know, he drops a little nugget and gets the hell out of Dodge. That's messed up. You know, and again, and I feel bad for Snyder because, dude, it's like, he's gone through enough. I mean, that sucks for him and whatever the case is and whatever. Poor guy. But I want to touch that. I thought that was in really poor taste, and I found that kind of an interesting and kind of disturbing story in that guy.
Really, who cares?
Exactly. So he got fired. It happens all the time. You know? Okay. It's not a big deal. Directors get fired. Lead project. It happens all the time. And I understand totally why Warner Bros. Went on the side of, okay, let's just say that he left the project. I understand completely. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, can you anybody blame Warner Bros. For doing that? I would suspect not, considering the circumstances with his family. He's like, oh, yeah, poor guy. Okay, let's just say he got, you know, left because of that, and we'll call it a day. Nobody has to know, and who cares? Let's move on. But this guy dredging up that old story, it kind of sucks. I kind of feel bad for Snyder. He's taking a lot of shit, even before his daughter's passing, and makes it only worse. What about this Tarantino thing? I'm sure you guys heard about that.
Which one?
Well, this is the one. Well, there's a couple of things, but one I hadn't read up too much up on. But the one about I guess he had years ago, and it finally came out. Uma Thurman was made to do a stunt with the driving the car, which she did not want to do.
Oh. And,
yeah. I guess I don't say forced her to do it, but strongly urged that she do it, and she ended up getting into a car accident as a result. And there was video release of the car accident and all that, and she finally comes out, and he, you know, then deny, and I guess the studios are keeping it quiet and this and that. And now,
so this is like a hashtag Me Too, sort of.
Kind of. It's all part of the same thing. And I guess Sony now is like, oh boy, Sony's thinking about backing out of, because, you know, they bought the rights to his next movie, the Charles Manson one, I guess. And they're backing out. But the thing they're talking about backing out of that project is, you know, they're trying to distance themselves, because there was something else that came out with
because he forced an actress to do her own stunt 20 years ago.
It looked really bad in the video. I mean, when you see it, like, oh, because she did not want to do it, and then, you know, she got hurt, and you know, I guess you feel pressure. And again, as a whole, you know how it is. You know how it is, Mike. I mean, one thing comes out, it's all going to come out. And it looks bad. It looks really bad.
I was kidding about the hashtag Me Too thing.
Oh, but, yeah. Wow. No, but it looks really bad. And I mean, I just don't know what to think about it. Chewie, what do you, I mean?
I don't know, man. I mean, he's a director.
Think the guy's released like five movies since that thing came out.
To do their stunts and to push the envelope. I don't think that's has anything to do with sexual harassment of any kind, honestly.
No, no one's saying that. No one's come on.
Yeah, but they're lumping it into the Me Too. I'm like, wait, okay, she had an accident. She probably should have said no. She probably should have stuck to her guns. He probably, you know, what most directors will do is pressure their actors to do more. I mean, look at what happened with
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and his accident with breaking his ankle and doing his own stunt. I mean, you know.
But he does that on his own recognizance.
Well, he does. To his credit, yes, no one's forcing him to do it or whatever. He likes to do it. I get it. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it was made a bigger deal because of when the story came out. I missed everything else that came out with the Me Too and the harassment. Yeah. It just looked bad. I don't think it's the worst thing ever. I don't think it's a huge deal, to be honest with you. That's my take on it.
For Christ's sakes, it's from 20 plus years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Let it go, guys. Let's let this go. And Uma, it's an accident. You're fine. Let it go. That's just my thought. I mean, I don't want to be insensitive, for Christ's sake, but you know, if the video showed her him sexually harassing her, then we're having a different discussion, and I completely agree, right? But that wasn't what happened. It's not. One had nothing to do with the other, in my opinion, at all. I don't think anybody's really saying they just kind of got blended in with everything else. And even Sony's trying to like, well, this is themselves, which I don't think that's the right thing. But whatever, they do what they want to do. That's Sony's thing. Two other things. What the fudge, man? Oh, God. First one, I just want to mention, I don't even want to talk about it. Rebooting Transformers. Oh, next.
Already?
God, yeah. Hasbro was talking about, they had the toy convention, and they're like, come on, saying they're going to have plans to reboot it or whatever, starting over again after the Bumblebee movie comes out. Oh, God.
Ugh. Another Spider-Man reboot?
It isn't even necessary. It's whatever. I don't even want to get into it. But the other one, which I just okay. So, Call of Duty is, I guess, there's been rumblings. That's been trying to make it to a movie for a while, and I guess it's finally going through, and they got a director attached to it. And not only is it Call of Duty, which fine, whatever, but now they want to make it a shared universe.
Shared with what?
I have no freaking idea.
That's with Black insane. Ops.
I mean,
Call of Duty WW2 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I don't know. I'm like,
they're gonna bring in Spacey and Kit Harington.
Private Pile.
But you know, maybe they're gonna have bring in Mario as a shooter. Say, it's me, I'm Mario with the machine gun, shooting everybody. I don't know. It's just like,
I'm gonna shoot you.
I'm gonna kill you. What kind of shaders do you do with Call of Duty? I don't know what that means.
I don't understand it.
Can't we just make one movie and then let's figure out universes later? That's exactly what happened with the monster thing with Universal, with the Mummy, and they were announcing this and hiring every actor they could and have a spread on GQ and all my, and all of a sudden,
it's like
bumps the word over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we focus on just a movie first and let's worry about franchises if this movie really succeeds, which, you know, they're excited. Oh, we got the guy who did Sicario too. That's
great. Honestly, I don't even think this is even worthy of turning into a movie.
We got the guy that did Sicario too.
Yeah, Sicario too. Yeah. I'm like, how about the guy who did Sicario 1? And now we're talking.
He
now
was busy.
We're having a conversation.
He was busy.
And so I was like, oh, maybe it's a big deal. And I looked him up. I never heard that guy's name before. This is his first movie. Well, that is his first movie. It hasn't even come out yet, so I don't even know what to think about that. But I'm like, wow, okay, it's a car, it's too big deal. Shared universe. What is this? Oh my God, enough of this shared. Stop it, please.
Next.
Oh my God.
Christ.
It's my so that's hilarious.
Oh my God, unbelievable. Enough of the shared. Yeah. Okay, so, sorry. you gotta love Hollywood.
They're gonna bring in the Counter Strike people, right?
Maybe Counter Strike. Yeah, you know, you got
shared universe.
You know,
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Tom Clancy's. Six, baby. Splinter Cell.
Battlefield One.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Battlefield, Jesus. And we know it's going to suck because it's a video game movie. And until a good one is made, then they're all going to suck until I see otherwise, right. You know? And maybe, again, we got Tomb Raider coming out, which I could care less about, but whatever. Maybe that movie's the greatest thing ever, and we're fine. But until now, the last movie is another bad video game movie, and then another bad shit universe, for Christ's sake. God, it's aggravating. Leave it to Marvel. DC, don't even, just do your independent movies and get the hell out of the way. And speaking of which, DC, this popped in my head. This whole, it's not signed, it's not set in stone here, but Phoenix, what's his name?
River Phoenix?
Not River Phoenix.
Oh, sorry.
Joaquin Phoenix. Who was the front runner and is in discussions to be the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
In a standalone Joker's 80s prequel, whatever you want to call it, you know, produced by Scorsese and all that. Thoughts on that? Does that make you more interested or not? Mike, you're shaking
your head. Do they know he's crazy?
Well, he is.
I mean, you might as well bring in him, kind of an actor. Crispin Glover, but every other crazy one.
First of all, Crispin Glover is amazing. hello. But Joaquin Phoenix, he's a great actor, though.
Yeah, man. He's got chops.
He's got chops, though. Big time.
But he's crazy.
But isn't that what we want? It's Joker. Yeah, it's Joker.
Have you
right?
ever seen I'm Still Here?
I'm not saying they got him to play the lead role in the Barack Obama biopic here. You know, this is the Joker. You know,
that would be some acting right there.
That would be kind of interesting if that was the case. talk about whitewashing. But he's crazy. You're right. He's nutty, and it's the Joker. So I mean, doesn't that require a little bit of nuttiness? You know, I think it's interesting. It raised little eyebrows. Like I said, it's not set in stone, whatever, but I did hear that. But this is the other big one here, the other huge story. And Disney, not so fast. Comcast, apparently, is now back in play to purchase Fox properties. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, when I heard this, I thought there was only like a handshake agreement with Disney, signed, sealed, delivered. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like, what?
Well, look, you know how it goes. If there ain't nothing signed, ain't nothing delivered, dude.
No one's signed yet. I guess my word is my bond is no good anymore.
It's business, man. I'm just saying. When it comes to money, man. Exactly. Because the whole thing was going to take initially 12 to 18 months to go through all the regulations and blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't like this was going to happen next month. So Comcast is like, wait a minute. What the hell here? Let's just pony up a little extra cash and see what happens and kind of create a bidding war here. I mean, I don't know how big. I mean, how much they're going to offer? They haven't gone.
Comcast.
Who would you rather see? And I throw it out to you guys. Would you rather see Comcast or Disney owning Fox?
I'd rather see Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike.
I don't know if I want Disney to own everything, man.
That's what I'm saying. I agree. They're not going to own.
I mean, how many studios?
Do you want to really know how many studios you own? Come on, man.
No, how many studios are there out there, man? So what if two of them consolidate a bunch of products? You know, this burns innovation. This burns competition. This is the name of the game, man.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly, it doesn't.
Were there not 10 years ago versus now?
There's less
studios. How many more opportunities are there now for independence and for people to make movies and media and products now versus 10 years ago?
Only because of the streaming services, which has changed again a little bit. But this is my issue with Disney. Because if Disney buys it out, because the more powerful they get, the more money. This is why Fox is folding the tent. They just can't keep up with the Joneses. They just can't.
Right.
It's not like Fox is not making money. And they're making money. They're not making Disney money because that's Disney. Who we're kidding. But they're making money. And we got Sony struggling. We got Warner Brothers, the other big studios, and all these little dogs out there, and they can't afford to make big budget movies because they can't. They don't make enough money.
But isn't the name of the game to make good movies?
Of course, but Fox makes good. It's not act like Fox doesn't make good movies.
It's to make money.
How many bad movies? I mean, we've talked about what happened with Aliens down the shithole, and the other properties down the shithole. They were great when we were growing up, but now they can't produce a movie worth anything that is either critically or financially successful. What are we losing?
You're right.
Hello? Oh, okay. Oh. I'm like, I thought I left you guys.
No, no. It's...
I mean, tell me. Am I wrong here?
No, no. But listen. I think Jose, his mic went.
Hello?
Okay. There he is.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I'm saying that as far as what? I'm sorry. I guess I got cut off. Fox yep. gave us Logan, Deadpool, right? Recently.
Yes. You know, yeah.
Good action. They make good movies, dude.
But obviously, those are not going to keep the doors open long term.
Well, right. But it's the point. Because they have to compete with Disney. If Disney keeps buying up all these other studios, are they able to compete with them? And I don't think it spurns competition.
I think that Fox is not going. They don't want to go to the film festivals and buy all these properties. That's where they're losing their ass.
Well, of course, and it's you know, we got Netflix throwing out oodles of cash, and right. It's funny because we won't talk about this.
And but Universal.
And Amazon and Apple's Amazon, thinking about getting the game.
Amazon
and
the game.
Hulu.
Everybody's in there.
So many different things. There's so much more now than there was before. You know,
yeah, but,
where
but the
big
movies,
studios
but the
either
movies on the streaming service aren't up to par with the movies on the theaters, not even close.
Yeah,
and
we'll talk about here we go again. As far as you put out 100 okay movies or you put out 2 or 3 great movies, what is it you want to do as a studio?
Yeah, but
what's gonna pay the bills? Exactly.
Well, I know, but I don't want to see watered down Disney, watered down properties of Fox.
Well, you're worried about watered
like,
it down.
No
like, what have they watered? What has Disney watered down today of the stuff they've acquired?
Well, I'll give you an example. First
that we
of all,
know of?
The New Mutants is already being watered down. It hasn't come out yet. That's already been watered. Secondly, they already announced.
We heard stories that it was not as scary, so I don't know if that's watering down.
But secondly,
they haven't acquired that property yet, so it's still Fox making that decision Comcast.
But the movie is going to be released, presumably, if the deal goes through.
That's a big if at this point now.
Well, I mean, who knows? But first of all, hold up. But then they also announced that there's no rated R content on the streaming service. They don't want that mature the content.
Leave the good stuff on Netflix. That works for me.
but I want to see Deadpool rated R. I want to see Logan and his other movies push the envelope a little bit, get it more creative. If it all goes to Disney, and Disney makes great movies. Don't make no mistake about it. I get it. The movies are like steak, but I don't want steak all the time, dude. You know? Give me something else. You know what I'm saying? Give me some other variety out there. It's all Disney. It's going to be the same kind of product, which is great.
Tell me what Disney has bought that you have a problem with.
What? Say it again?
Tell me something that Disney has bought and brought into the Disney umbrella in the movie realm that has gone to shit, or it's like it's not worth your money and investment anymore.
I'm not saying that they don't make good movies. What I'm saying is that the type of movies they make, with Fox out of the picture, we got one less studio giving us content which is different from Disney and what Disney tends to do. And Fox was pushing the envelope. Whether you liked it or not, they didn't always succeed. They were pushing the envelope with some of the properties. If that goes to Disney, that's not going to happen anymore. I don't want to see Deadpool in Marvel. It doesn't work.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen. What do you think? They're going to buy it and not use them?
I don't know, dude.
They don't make rated R movies. Kevin Feige said he himself, the god of Marvel himself, the man, he came out. It's not. He runs that show.
No, but yeah.
He said he won't do it. It's not going to happen.
Right.
He said, no, but it's fine. I mean, I don't want to mix X-Men.
No. He's saying he's not going to make a rated R superhero movie. Those are his words. He will not take Deadpool. I don't care if you don't put him in the universe. It's fine. But if it's still a Marvel property. And you do a standalone Deadpool movie, it will not. You put your house on it. They would ever in a million years be rated R. Never. And that movie will be ruined as a result. Ruined. I don't want to see watered down that. I don't want to see a watered down an X-Men property like a Logan. Something we've seen where they're just going to take it and water it down and stick with the rest of the Marvel and it all looks the same. They're going to have 18,000 characters all doing the same thing. It's like, oh, God. And it's almost too much. That's what I don't want to see. That's my concern. I'm not worried about them making good movies. They're going to make great movies. That's what Disney does. I agree 100%. 100%. I just want to see different kinds of movies. I want some variety out there, and Fox was giving it to us. In a big way. And now that's
okay.
Taken away from us, you know?
I'm going to stop you on that because you're dead wrong. I agree with you. No, I agree with you. about Disney buying up everything, but for artistic reasons that I think that's why it's bad. However, do you know the significance of the movie The Black Hole?
I don't remember the movie, but no, right.
Yeah.
It's the first ever Disney PG movie. Disney has made R-rated movies. They just don't put them under the Disney mark.
They did when they had New Line Cinema, which is now owned by someone else.
Right, but they're going to make R-rated movies again. But the issue is...
They're not going to take Deadpool, which is the Marvel stamp on it, and make that rated R.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree with you on that, but I'm saying... Right. It's not the argument you are making is they're not going to make R-rated movies. They are going to make R-rated movies.
I don't think I'm trying to see if they make. I look it up now. If they make rated R movies, not they lost New Line Cinema, which is under them before, which they own, and that was sold out already. Because I don't think they do that, dude.
My issue here really is artistic integrity. Because I think that they're eating up so many studios that there's really going to be nowhere for any filmmakers to go to make a movie that's great. And that's where, and competition and something new, because this think tank of Disney that is all about making money is not going to take a chance on anything.
No, I completely agree with that. And which is, like I said, I'd rather see Comcast jump in and do it. I mean, at the end of the day, ultimately, this is what I'm thinking about. I think Comcast is just trying to raise the price. That's all. I think because they're not going to out-pocket the mouse. They're not. So I think they're going to, if nothing else, as a competitor saying, you know what, fine, you want to buy it, buy it. But we're going to make you pay an extra $30, $40 billion. Am I wrong in that? Why not?
I think it's a money thing, too.
Yeah, I can't outbid you. But you know what? I'm going to drive the price. I'm going to stick it to you. If you want to buy a Fox, you got to pay more than $50 billion. Maybe Comcast offers $75. Disney goes over the top and pays $100 billion for it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And then you know what? That's fine. They weren't going to get anyway, but now they just cost Disney another $50 billion. That's all they're doing, I think, ultimately, at the end of the day. But preferably, I would like to see Comcast or whomever, someone else, buy the Fox. And then we're wrong. Let's assume Comcast doesn't bid or whatever. They're still not guaranteed that Disney can still end up buying Fox, which is why we have to wait 18 months, right? So who knows what happened with that. But it's interesting to see someone else kind of come in the fold here. And let's see what happens. You know, again, fingers crossed that
all
again,
I'm saying Comcast is in a Disney-dominated landscape. Sorry. Movies like Get Out and American Made don't get made.
Agreed. I totally agree with you. And that's what I'm saying. And I want to see those movies too. I know they don't make as much money, but they're great movies to watch. They are. And it's variety, which is what I want to see. I love Disney. I do. I love them. I love Marvel and what they're doing. Absolutely. Not perfect, Star but Wars. I love it. You got, you know, pick Star Wars. Great. Not perfect, but we love what they're doing. But again, I don't want them seeing own every freaking thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's branch up a little bit. That's all I'm saying here. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. That's all. I get it. And sure, you're right. But I just, as a preference, see something else. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about let's get into the trailer rundown here, because so much has come up the last 2 weeks. And I was excited for this year, but not as excited. Not counting Infinity Wars, of course. But all these trailers are coming out, and they're all looking good, man. This might be a pretty damn good year if it all plays out well. Chewie, let's all first talk about one. Because we were talking about this before, a show before the Super Bowl occurred, and obviously we got the Han Solo, finally. Chewie, what were your initial thoughts about that particular trailer?
It kind of made me forget all the crap news we've been hearing about the movie, and just got me excited to say, oh, okay, another Star Wars movie, Solo, okay, let's go. You got my money, let's go. Yeah. Like I don't care if it was Ron Howard and Lord Miller. Like I kind of forgot all about that. Watched it. I was like, yee! All right, let's go.
I'll hold my thoughts, Mike.
I'm right there with Chewie. Just give me some, you know, Star Wars, man.
Yeah, give me some Chewbacca. Give me some Lando.
Yes,
you're right. As a Star Wars fan, it was cool to see some good imagery. It looked good. You know, I didn't give us a whole lot, but the Falcon, great Chewie, who loves him like Chewie. Not you, Chewie, the real Chewie. Wow, that was too bad. Sorry. You ruined Star Wars for me. It was a good trailer. But the thing is, as a Star Wars fan, I get it. We're gonna geek out. I get that. Take that away. Take the bell away. And it's still Ron Howard. It's still a bunch of issues, man.
No. Like I said, it may end up being a mediocre movie, you know, at best.
And
at worst, it could be Cloverfield Paradox.
But, oh my God! What you, for me, this is my problem. When I was talking about Finn about it, it's like Han Solo is such an iconic character, right? And it's not like we've seen him recently, just in Force Awakens, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've always been looking at this kid. Look at him. He's not Han Solo, in my head. You know, he's not the guy what we know, what we've known and grown to love over the past 40 years or whatever. He's not him. And it's hard to get that out of my head as I'm watching his movie. You know, even the trailer, whatever. I think everything hinges on how believable he is as Han Solo. Maybe he's great. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's maybe he's just not Han Solo. And if he's not Han Solo, this movie doesn't work. It just doesn't. Because we've seen Han Solo very recently play this role, a role which we all know and love. I have concerns, man. Initially, I was excited about the trailer. And when I saw it again, I'm like, oh, man, Ron Howard. I just keep thinking Opie.
They brought in the acting coach for this kid because he couldn't do comedy. That's why they brought in the acting coach. I think this is going to be a good movie. I'm excited about it.
I hope, believe me, I want it to be. I really do. And I hope it is. And if I'm wrong, the movie's fantastic, great. I'll be the first one to say it. I'm happy to be wrong. But again, it's a trailer for, and like I said, it wasn't a bad trailer. I'm just saying the excitement.
No, it was cool.
It was a good trailer. The excitement is not there for me. Not right now. Maybe I send the next trailer, get a more story beats of it. See this guy talk a little more. It's on Solo. See what it looks like. Okay. I want to see Han talk. The initial, I kind of see how he plays on screen. Glover anyway. He's supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's generally a good actor. So I kind of see how he gets. But again, Lando's not at the level of Han Solo, right? Let's be honest. He's great. Other ones. Now, we're gonna go on the road. I want to pick out because it's been tons. We have MI3, Ready Player One, Incredibles 2, Venom, Jurassic, Deadpool. Chewy, with you, pick one trailer out of that besides Han Solo that stood out.
It's maybe because I saw it yesterday, but the Deadpool 2 trailer, man, that was just hilarious, man.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for that.
It plays off, like, continuing on the humor and not taking itself too seriously and mocking other things. Even though it's a trailer, still mocking other characters and other properties. It's just hilarious, man.
I mean, yeah, that dig on the whole mustache thing with Henry
Cavill. The Woody Pixar thing. I mean, it's just funny, man. I'm so excited to see the movie. Looking forward to it.
It did. It was a good trailer.
It's either going to be really good or really awful.
I don't think it's gonna be awful. I think it's gonna be just. It may not be like, you know. It may be entertaining, like in a level Thor was. You know, it'll be a little emotional.
Either way, I'm gonna
empty,
watch it.
But very fun. But it looks. I mean, we know Deadpool because he's hilarious and he's like self-referential, and that's exactly what we're getting. Okay, great. You know, and this guy Josh Brolin is great, man. He looks great as Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even with the fake arm, with the green arm, which is kind of funny with the non-finished special effects. That was pretty funny.
No, but they made fun of that too.
I know exactly, which is great. I love it. That's great. Man. That's a Deadpool. So that was put on. Mike, one trailer stood out. Good or bad?
Ready Player One.
Damn right. Yeah.
I'm excited now.
First
I wasn't
of all,
early on, but...
just the music clip from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Just made good me choice. Like kind of mark out a little bit. I liked it a lot.
That was a really good trailer, man. And it's just like, it seems like it's more like... the Spielberg that we know and grown to love, you know, old school Spielberg, enough of this pose and Lincoln, get back to what he does, what he's done
right,
best.
I'm sick of all that historical BS.
Yeah, some good sci-fi action.
That's
what he's known for. Yeah, so I think this is in his wheelhouse, particularly with all these 80s references. And, you know, that's when he shined the most, and it was in the 80s. I think it's tailor-made for Spielberg, and I'm excited, man. The whole thing, seeing, what I love. This is what... I was loving the trailer, and then I had a nerdgasm because it showed the Halo thing of the Master Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, yes. Dude.
I was like, oh, my God.
The Iron Giant, too.
Iron Giant. I mean, that's awesome. I love Iron Giant.
Voltron. You see the Voltron?
I yes. heard. I didn't. I heard it was there.
I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's so much. Obviously, we see when that Jurassic Park. You know, we saw a dinosaur, which is cool. Speaking of Spielberg. So I guess I mean, yeah, you're right. That one.
Wait,
up
stop.
Big time.
Stop. Is that the last fun movie he made? Jurassic Park,
like action adventure kind of a
Spielberg. No, just like fun movie.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Good one, right?
I don't know. That's a good one. Let me. You know what?
He's made a lot of really bleeping depressing movies.
Put Pikachu on it.
well, good movies though. Let's not. You know. Let's not make a scene.
No. I'm not saying they're not good. I'm saying they're depressing.
Yeah, man.
It's time to have fun, man. Stop making social commentary. Let's have fun.
I agree with you. I mean, it's okay to make it every so often. Don't get me wrong. Spielberg, and you know, even when if I don't like the movie that much, it's still a good movie. I'm just trying to see what. Yeah, was it that movie? See, we had here. I got to put him as a director and all that. But when I look it up,
I think that's the last good movie he made.
Oh, Incredibles 2. That's the one I wanted to bring up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So good.
I'm just ready for that.
I loved it. Incredible. I thought it was a very good trailer. Not an amazing trailer. It was just a teaser. But it was cool. I loved the whole thing. That second part with the math. Math is math. And it's funny because I went through that with
my Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, and it's like they have new math now. And I learned that a few months ago. I was like, what the hell is this crap? What? There's one more way to do it. So it's kind of funny they brought that up. I thought that was hilarious. So I think they're going to update it to fit the time, although it takes place still whenever the movie came out. I'm looking here. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, Mike, here, going back to Spielberg. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, dude. Hello?
That movie sucked.
I'm not just kidding. But you're right. Yeah, it was Jurassic Park, dude. You're right. That was 93 because we got Schindler's List, which is phenomenal. Don't get me wrong.
It's a great movie, but it's depressing.
It is. Jurassic Lost World is depressing. Terrible. For some of the wrong reasons. Seven Prior Ryan, great, but yeah.
Great, well, you know what? Depressing.
Minority Report.
Ah, okay.
2002.
There you go. That was the last one.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll take that. And Catch Me If You Can the same year, which I really liked. That was a good,
pretty good movie. Not depressing.
Not depressing. So yeah, after that it was War of the Worlds is okay. Crystal Skull, then Lincoln, Bridge of Spies, BFG was terrible. So it's been a while. So I'm glad he's going back to the well. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing wrong with that. He's earned the right to do that. The last quick trailer, Netflix related. I didn't post it the other day, but they said that the Karate Kid thing with the Cobra Kai.
Oh, that's actually on YouTube Red, not Netflix.
Oh, YouTube. I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you see the trailer for that?
I did.
Oh, God.
I haven't yet.
Why? But, okay.
I got to admit, it was kind of cool seeing Daniel Reno and the other property. Guy. Yeah. You know, it looked bad, but it was kind of cool seeing because it's the same Mike where they show like flashes on the original movie. And at the end, I guess they have the blonde haired kid, whatever his name, I forget his name. And, you know, obviously he owns Cobra Kai now, the dojo, I guess, whatever. So he's there, that little square circle thing, whatever. And he's there. And then LaRusso, it's right up, dressed normally. And I felt what he tells him, but they're kind of, you know, in front of each other as if they're about to fight or something like that or whatever the case. That was kind of cool, but. They both look old as hell, man. I was like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah. They are old as hell, dude.
They are. I mean, they are old as hell. I mean, but Jesus. Whatever. Yeah. I won't watch Netflix. By the way, but let's go. Speaking of Daniel LaRusso, this is a good segue into a Daniel LaRusso segment here, the best of the best. Right. Continuing our top 10 superhero movies of all time, of course, a list compiled from 25, I use this term loosely, experts. Giving the best superhero movies and ranking them from obviously 10 to 1. I actually got top 15 from everybody, compiled a list and took obviously the averages of the positioning from all the lists, put them together. Of course, last week we had a couple weeks ago, we ended up at we did number 10 and number 9, which is Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy. So we're gonna do 7 and 8. I was planning to do all the way to 5, but we're running a little long, so we're just gonna do 2 this week. So we're starting at number 8, and this was a surprise, I thought. At average ranking was about around 8.15. So a lot of people had it high in the list, and it was about 85% of the list that it made it. So a lot of people thought high. And I like this movie, too. I just didn't have my top 15. And that's X2, X United. Mike, I see your face.
Yeah. Wasn't on my list.
Here's my reaction. Yeah.
Okay. Really?
It wasn't in my top 10 at all. I don't think it was in my top 15.
It wasn't in my top 15.
I probably would have had a top 20. In the top 20. I think like X-Men Days of Future Past is better. But not to take anything away from X2. X2 is a really good movie. Apparently, a lot of people thought that. It's not a bad movie. I liked X2 a lot. And at the time, it was probably when it got released. I think it was 2002, I remember. Was probably the best superhero, one of the top 2 or 3 at the time. Obviously, a lot has changed since then. But Chewie, I mean, you had to like top 20, top 25, maybe.
No, I mean, maybe if you maybe think back to when I put the list together, maybe. I mean, yeah, definitely probably top 25, but definitely not top 15, and by far not top 10. I will say it's no Ninja Turtles, but.
Well,
we'll leave that for another day.
And of which no one has confessed to it yet, just for the record.
Cowards.
I think George doesn't want to admit to it. Just kidding, George. Relax.
Poor George.
He's about to go on Facebook already. But I mean, the X2 is a good movie, though. It's a good movie. It has a lot of good things about it. Obviously, it was far superior than, obviously, the original X-Men. It had a great intro with Nightcrawler. Really cool when he's in the White House. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And that scene still holds up today. I've seen him way maybe like within the last year or so. You know, I think Logan and Wolverine, obviously he's at his best. Out of that initial trilogy, he's at his best there. You know, the whole thing with Jean Grey, where the possibility it led off potentially going to the Dark Phoenix, which obviously end up like shit. But that was, and it has some stakes to the movie. Brian Cox was great as well. A lot of good things about it. I mean, Mike, it just thoughts on it as far as, I mean, we know you don't think it's a top 10 movie, which I agree with you.
It was a good movie. It just wasn't great.
Yeah, Sam, that was one of the surprises when I saw this. I'm like, damn, really that high? But then a lot of people had it. And I like
it. It's funny that none of the three of us had it in our top 10.
No, yeah. not at all. I probably would probably 2025, just, you know, just throwing it out there. But
if you listen to how you describe it, it was good. You know,
it was good.
Kind of holds up, but this is we're not talking Hall of Good, we're talking Hall of Great.
I totally agree. I mean, yeah,
you know, I'm just saying, dude.
I completely agree with you, but you know, again, you know, I gotta be fair.
We're not here to
the Washington Redskins Hall of the pretty good. It's not the Chase Schrader Memorial.
We're not. You know, when I'm happy with the teams making the playoffs, you want championship teams here, and I don't think X2 qualifies. But again, it's a good movie. I liked it a lot, and it holds up. But I don't see a top 10. But that's just me. But again, that's not a slight on the way. It's not a bad movie by any stretch. It's not.
No.
It's not. It's really
well. I'll say it here. It's a lot better than Ninja Turtle. Okay, I can admit to that.
No, it's not a question. not a coin in yours, though.
Yeah. Which Ninja Turtles?
What happened?
The original Ninja Turtles?
Any
the
Ninja
one
of
the suits?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, people were, the ones that had on the list, it was the original, the 19, whatever, 89, what, 90, yeah. Whatever it was.
Terrible.
Well, 90-something, whatever. Yeah, I don't know the year. But yeah, no, that's, I mean, I liked it, but, you know, you watch it at our age, it's pretty bad.
The Secret of the Ooze, baby.
It's pretty bad. But X2 is, again, a good movie, not worthy of top 10, but whatever, it is what it is, and I get it. Number 7, this one I did have in my top 10. Not this hype, I had it, and that's the very first Iron Man.
That was actually right at number 7 on my list.
Really? Okay. Chewie, remember where you had it at by chance?
I think I had it at 5 or 6. I can't remember.
Really? You had it pretty high too. Okay. So
maybe it was 7. I mean, I can't remember exactly where, but it was my top 10.
No, exactly. And I think I love Iron Man. I really do. And although we've had 17 other Marvel movies since then, this is still one of the best ones, I think, personally. And this is the one that started it all, right? This is the one that this was the graphic, yes. The Marvel. this is the one. If this movie would have failed, it would have changed everything. You know, it was a big miss.
It made us care, and obviously I'm not a comic book person by any stretch of the imagination, but it made me care about a superhero other than Batman and Superman.
Oh, I totally agree. And that's pretty risky off on their part.
Yeah, because it wasn't Batman or Superman or Spider-Man.
Exactly. And and there's other characters I could have used, but this was a B-level character. I mean, I'm not a huge
at the time.
Obviously at the time, right. No one knew the hell Iron Man. Besides the hardcore geeks, knew who the hell Iron Man was. Now, the only time I saw him was when I had him in the that was Daredevil. I was thinking about that. The old Incredible Hulk series, the Bill Bixby, but that wasn't him, so scratch that.
Yeah.
But I heard of Iron Man, but I had no idea who the hell he was. We have Robert Downey Jr., who was really on the big downslide here. This was, he's been mired in controversy for a long time, a lot of drug and alcohol, and blah, 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 in and out of rehab. And, he was pretty much nowhere in his 40s. And who knows? And now all of a sudden, now he's one of the world's biggest stars, commanding $20, $25 million a picture. Right. And who would have thought that? John Favreau, who wasn't a huge name, he made some good movies, but he had done his kind of movie before. And I mean, it took a lot of risk here with everybody, and dude, this thing paid.
It worked. It worked.
And even the trailer, when I saw the first trailer, I thought this looks so shitty, and the stupid song the Black Sabbath, and it just didn't work. The trailer is a bad trailer. It's horrible, but man, was I way off? This movie is great. One of the best origin stories that we've seen. Am I off base for that?
No.
No, not at all.
No, well acted.
There's
up
quality
high-level special
acting.
Effects still.
Yeah, and it holds up.
Hold up. Yeah, it's funny, and it kind of set the tone for the Marvel universe of movies as far as the humor.
It did, and it gave, obviously, this was the genesis of the Marvel cinematic universe. Yeah. But it made us give. It's like, oh shit, they're gonna make more of these, and it got us excited because how good it was. Granted, now the movies that follow weren't as good, but that notwithstanding, this made that again great origin story. The only thing this thing just really lacked. This would have been a perfect movie if it wasn't for the villain, which is status quo for Marvel. You know what I'm saying? They set the tone, and this is okay. Well,
foreshadowing.
What's the actor's Big Lebowski?
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, he was good in it. He was just kind of, again, one-dimensional.
Right, villain.
But I guess it's an origin story. When it's an origin story, I forgive it more so because you want to focus on the origin of the character. So, which is a phenomenal job. Great. Leading up to when he got captured at the beginning of the movie, he goes through that change. It doesn't change his company from the weapons making to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Just so well done. And Robert, and that character, Tony Stark, is probably one of all-time top two or three characters in comic book in the comic book movies, period. People love Iron Man. They love him. And it just wasn't like, oh, it's a good movie. They love Iron Man, which is why he's thrown into every goddamn movie because they have to have Iron Man. Like Spider-Man Homecoming had to have Tony Stark because he's the draw, right?
It's Tony Stark, man.
He's Tony Stark. He's awesome. And I know, Mike, you've kind of gotten tired of the shtick with Tony Stark and all that, but I get it. But back then, it worked, and it worked huge. And I'm glad.
I think he still has a place in the Marvel Universe. I just think he doesn't have to be in every friggin' movie.
Oh, he doesn't. But I
he wasn't a Black Panther. No spoilers.
That's true. and that's one thing. And I'll mention that obviously Black Panther. And I just want to throw this out there because, and I've had discussions about. I want to see a standalone movie. Black Panther was a standalone Marvel movie. One of the few, maybe the only one, that had nothing to do with anything outside Wakanda, which is great. But we'll talk about that next week. That just popped in my head. Iron Man, again, this is at top 10 for sure. I have no problem with 7. I had a little bit lower, but I have no problem with 7. It deserves to be there. It still holds up. And that's top 5 Marvel movie, easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, without no question. So that's a really good choice for everybody. And I think that one was... That one made 90% of the lists.
Good.
And everybody, the average ranking was about 7.9. So I came right at the 7. So, yes, we'll do obviously 6 and 5 next week. A couple of surprises there, too. So, one surprise anyway, I thought. But that's where we're at now. So, that X2, whatever, Iron Man, great choice. Let's finish up here. We're a little time here, running late, but let's do some Netflix stuff. We're not doing TV talk. We're doing Netflix talk because let's face it, what else is on? A lot of stuff, man. Let's real quick because this is we have mentioned on the last show about Cloverfield, the part four being filmed already. And we're like, whoa, what the happened to part three?
We knew it was maybe, I think maybe once they saw three, I think that's why they said,
but I mean, it's like it came on the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl commercial is like, oh, by the way, premiering tomorrow. Like, what? What? And it came out of
genius
nowhere.
Marketing, but I guess trying to hide its flaws. That's why.
Well, now after seeing
hiding
the movie,
its flaws,
they're not hiding the flaws. Paramount did the right thing. Paramount's like, you know what, Netflix, you want it? Go right ahead.
Let's recover some of the money we invested and get out.
Exactly. They're not going to put, because that movie, I don't think that movie was, it didn't look terrible, did it? But it had some money behind it. It wasn't that $10 million movie. Maybe I'm thinking $30, $40, $50 million, maybe $30. I don't know.
I'm sure they spent that much, yeah.
Yeah, easy. So, and then you got, does Paramount really want to market, put the money for marketing for this?
No. They weren't going to recover it. So no sense chasing bad money after good, yeah.
Yeah, Cloverfield's not exactly a huge property. And I like the past two Cloverfields. And I like the last one. 10 Cloverfield Lane was actually a good, small, intimate one. But this one was bad, man. Oh, my God. Oh, Mike, you saw 10 minutes of it. That says it all.
15 minutes.
15. Oh, my bad. 15. Chewie, you saw the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, when it's free, you'll commit to seeing some things that aren't so
good. Watch it. Yeah, but
yeah, I sat through it.
But your streak of just watching good movies is over, right?
No. In the theaters. Okay, I'm not going to waste money on it. On Netflix, I'll watch anything on Netflix, and I'll sit through 10 minutes and I'll get there.
Fair enough.
Eject.
It's not good. It's not good, man. I'm like,
no.
Nothing.
I don't think we need to waste more time on it. It's not good. Next.
It's not good. I saw a couple other movies, actually. One, the horror. I got to throw a horror out there. The Ritual, which I saw.
It's on
and
my
you
list.
Guys probably... Huh?
It's on my list.
I haven't seen it, and it may make it on my list eventually, but yeah.
Chewie, don't bother, Mike.
Okay, good.
Keep it on there, but don't prioritize it. It's not terrible. Like I was all into it for the first hour. You know, very Blair Witch-y. I mean, it's not handheld camera and all that bullshit, but, you know, there's guys in the woods and, you know, they're seeing all this weird shit and whatever. Typical horror stuff. But it
take
was
take a shortcut you're not supposed to take.
Exactly.
What's going to happen?
But I mean, but it was well executed. But then the last 30 minutes, because it was just, it's not a spoiler. It's like some kind of creature out there doing all this weird shit, but they never show it, you know, which is great. And the last 30 minutes, they sure, which is fine. But then the explanation behind it is so bad. I'm like, oh, man. Talk about dropping the ball right before the end zone. It lost. It was the last 20 minutes. It just, it's worth watching because it's way better than Cloverfield, whatever that's worth. And I saw another one. And if you guys really want to laugh, this is what it's called When We First Met.
I saw that.
Don't
I
watch
saw
it
when it came out.
Because you're not going to laugh, dude. You saw that movie?
Yeah. Terrible.
Dude, it's terrible. Oh,
that guy's
my God.
Generally funny, too, right?
He's okay. He's okay. And, you know,
Andy Devine, isn't that his name?
I don't know. He was in Pitch Perfect. He's been in Zac Efron.
He's the guy with that thing. Yeah, it's a bad movie. With that thing with a comedy movie. Dude, I like the premise. I saw time travel. All right, cool. Maybe there's something fun with it. They did nothing fun with the time travel. Cliche. The time travel didn't make any sense.
It's called Groundhog Day.
No, dude.
You're getting Groundhog Day a bad name.
Yeah, don't ever mention those two movies together. It's really, really bad, dude. God, they just put American Pie on their Wedding Crashers. Watch that if you want to laugh, because this is it's not good. But at least The Ritual out of the three, that's when I'll say, okay, give it a shot. It's not the worst. Again, for Netflix, it's
actually,
on par, like, right and shit. Well,
Goodfellas and Training Day is on there.
Well, that's true. Goodfellas is
those
always
those two movies are incredible.
Of course, amazing. And Godfather's on the two I just saw the other day.
Yeah.
Which, of course, not well, part one, well, all three parts, but the first two.
Yeah, you're better off watching Altered Carbon, Everything Sucks, or any number of the better shows.
Let's talk about Altered Carbon, because, well, hold up. Did you see Altered Carbon, Mike?
I saw the first episode.
Pace yourself there, big guy.
No.
He'll see that. He won't go see Black Panther, but
yeah, exactly.
Dude,
just kidding. I just like that. Chewie, did you see it?
Yes, yeah, whole thing. Yes.
Okay, so completely spoiler free, and we'll keep this short because Mike hasn't seen it, and I want to.
I'm not gonna watch it, so don't worry.
Okay, well,
Okay, hold on. Okay, Mike, we'll start with you. Why?
Hot garbage. First really? Episode is terrible, dude. I hated it.
Ugh. Really?
Really?
Yes. Wow. Jeez, man. Okay. Wow, that's
a big
Wow, really, dude? Wow.
I thought it was really bad, dude. And I generally am forgiving about those kind of movies, but man.
Okay. Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
No, hey, I get it. Don't be wrong. I was surprised. Okay, yeah, I was surprised. Chewie, I think you liked it more than I did.
Yeah, probably. And I understand the issues behind it. And obviously, I haven't read the source material, but from what I've read, they made some changes that made it better.
I don't mind. I prefer things deviate from the source material.
Absolutely. I don't want to stick with that. Especially exactly. If I read the book, you know.
Yeah, if I want source material, I'll go read the source material.
I think they realized that it addressed some issues. And when it was written, obviously it's not that old. The book 2002, I believe. But the changes they made. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it. Yes, did it kind of jump around too much and try to give too much information at one time? Yeah, probably, but if you stick with it, it's worth it if you're willing to invest. It's not dumbed down for anybody, and obviously I don't mind shows that dumb it down for a lay person. I can understand and follow things, and I have to go back and rewatch something, It's not a problem for me. I get it, and I'd rather do that than something that's just plain, you know, vanilla and gives me A, B, C, D, and okay.
No, I mean, for me, the show looks fantastic.
It looks great. They didn't skimp out on effects.
The budget looks great. It's well shot. There's some great shots in there.
It's well done.
It's good. It's good. I liked it. I didn't love it. And it's just, you know, it's got this kind of like this cyberpunk look. You know, it's almost like the series is very derivative of so many things. Right. Yes. It doesn't bring nothing new to the table, which I'm fine with. They don't bring something new to the table. Just execute it well, which is what they did for the most part. You know, we saw the whole thing with the conscious transferring. We've seen that before in the future. We've seen that in the whole thing with the virtual reality. We've seen it. There's nothing new here. We've seen it all before. Nothing new. There's some cool little stuff that the guy from the hotel thought was awesome. Chewie, that thing, the AI.
Yeah,
hotel,
the AI.
Cool. That's cool. Whatever. Fine. It gets so convoluted, though.
It can be hard to follow because the first half of the season, especially with the flashbacks, you know, they're trying to introduce a lot, and different threads that it does come together, and that's a good thing. There is a payoff when it all comes together, and maybe nothing's ever 100%, but you know, these threads were not just thrown in just for threads and they forget about.
They were all fine. There were just too much of them. I still recommend the show. It's a good show. My problem is that some of the things I wish they would explore, they didn't explore. They kept dancing around the issue. Mike, you don't know, but you know, we can spoil it, I guess. Who cares? If you haven't seen it,
you kind of don't give turn a off. Crap. I'm not watching.
Right, exactly. But the whole thing, which I thought was fascinating, was, you know, the whole should they shouldn't they with the whole, you know, because these people live forever, basically, and they can transfer consciousness from one, you know, from one body to another, these shells.
Well, I mean, as long as they can afford to. It's kind of like the haves and haves not.
Of course, which we've seen 1,000 times. Yeah. But even the have-nots have that ability, too. They've done it. They'll do it. But the whole thing with that whole religious aspect, which I thought would be fascinating to address even more so, whether it should or not, and they kind of dance around it. If you're going to do it. You know, attack it. You know, attack the issues. Don't dance around it. That's what makes things interesting. Like Punisher, for example, all these issues, they didn't mess around. They just head on. We're going to tackle
them. That's why it's a good show, though.
Exactly. This one kind of danced around, which I thought was a fascinating issue with the religion. And these guys like almost like gods now, for the most part. And they just didn't bother. It all ended up being some about money and that. What and this guy's sister. And
it's a murder mystery at the end of the day. You know, strip away everything else around it, and that's what it is.
If you strip it down and give us a murder mystery, don't give us too much. I think where the show falls a little bit.
I think it, like I said, by the end of the first episode, I knew I wasn't going to go on because I was just so confused and bored. I just said no.
I still enjoyed it for me personally. Yeah. I still enjoyed it, and I still recommend the show, and it's worth watching. Especially now, there's not a whole lot going on. And I said it looks really good, and the fight scenes are great. If you like action, that's really well done. Some good choreography there. That's really well executed.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's got a lot of good stuff in there. It's just, you know,
there's a lot to absorb and try to follow through. It's not a show you can sit there and peruse Facebook and try to watch it and keep up. No, it's not going to happen.
Not at all. You're going to be lost after the first half, it's fine.
This is not binge worthy. You got to episode and digest.
Yeah, I agree. So different kind of show, and I liked it. And if I do a second season, I'm not sure when to go with the show. To be honest with you,
It hasn't been greenlit, but it probably 30 years into the future beyond this timeline.
If they greenlit this season. Yeah. So I tell you right now. And this movie, when I was in Spain, this thing was everywhere, promotions everywhere. So they're putting a lot of money into this thing apparently. So. Okay. I'll be surprised if they don't do a season two, because it's still good. It's still good. You're wrong.
Yeah.
But that's all. That's all I want to get into now. I haven't seen much. I was on vacation, so I haven't seen nothing else. I did finish watching Everything in the World is Fucked Up. What is the show?
The End of the Fucking World.
That one. I ended up seeing that one. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it was short. It was easy.
Won't watch it.
I was on board for the first four episodes.
It's odd. It's a little odd.
Well, that's what I liked about it. That's what I liked about it. The first three, four was like, oh, I'm liking this. It's an independent feel, and this kid was messed up. And also, and the kid's normal, and the show sucks now. This kid's supposed to be like a sociopath, and he's exploring that, and he finds his girl, and he wants to kid her. Okay, I can dig that. It's really cool. And all of a sudden, he's no longer that. I'm like, okay, so what's the point of the show again? So it lost me. Yeah, I finished watching because it's 20 minutes apiece, but I wouldn't recommend it at all. Yeah. But anything else, quickly, you guys see anything or no?
No.
I started watching Everything Sucks. I like it.
I haven't seen it. I'll jump into that.
Yeah, jump into it. It's a dramedy, 22-minute episodes, 8 episodes or so. It's an easy watch. It's fun. It's nostalgic. 96. So.
Okay. I might check it out. I know you're talking about it, but I'll see. Mike, anything real quick or no?
No, nothing. Just a quick thing on Altered Carbon. I have like 85... movies and TV shows on my Netflix queue, and you know what? I'm not going to waste time with something I don't like.
Relax. No one's taking your panties.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not mad or anything. Hey, I was just saying.
Repo call into the show? What's going on?
if not seeing that allows you to go see the Panther, hey, dude, go for it, dude.
No, I'll be there. Don't worry about it.
Don't be that guy, dude. Don't be that guy. You were completely non-contributory to the $202 million box office take, dude. I'm disappointed in you.
Before we leave, counterpart.
Yes, watching that show. You better watch it, bro.
I'm gonna start actually this week, so catch up because obviously I was away.
It's a great show.
The internet's limited.
So five episodes now.
No, I want to, for sure. We'll get heavy into that once it's completed, obviously. Sweet. But either way, just go around real quick, Mike. Anything before you take off?
No. Just say hey to all my peeps out there, Barbara Floyd. That's about it. My wife, she's a good lady. Other than that, I'm buying a house. That's it.
Oh, yes, right. Congratulations. Hopefully, when it happens. Chewy?
No, man. Missed our 2 weeks of not having a show, so good to
be back in the air. We're back.
So shout out to wife and kid as always, and looking forward to next week and the next movie we're supposed to come out whenever in March that we're gonna go see. So it's all good.
Yeah. I got Red Sparrow, and I got something else this week. I forget besides Red Sparrow. Whatever. Which is the Black Widow movie from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
But either way, so next week we'll definitely do spoilerific and all that. We'll dive deep into the Black Panther. We'll continue our countdown, of course, at number 6 and number 5. And I'll see you guys next week, man. Appreciate it, fellas. Peace.